This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Are more Americans becoming unemployable? In previous commentaries, I've mentioned that we have 7 million men ages 25 to 54 who are not working and not looking for work. Last year, to coincide with Labor Day, Senator Marco Rubio issued a critical report on the working and non-working men. His research discovered that two-thirds of these non-working men have never married, and nearly a third live with their parents, and half of them take painkillers daily. Stephen Malanga concludes in his essay, Unemployable, that a growing number of Americans aren't simply out of a job, they're no longer fit for work. This is due, he explains, to worsening social dysfunction, changing attitudes towards work, and failures by the schools to prepare students for the labor market. This problem could not come at a worse time. The surge in unemployable Americans is taking place as millions of baby boomers are retiring. Some of the impact has been cushioned by the steady rise of women entering the workforce, but that percentage reached its peak years ago. One major reason more Americans are unemployable is drugs. The lockdowns during the pandemic detached people from work, but it also increased the percent of Americans using drugs. Quest Diagnostics reported that workers tested positive for drugs hit a 10-year high in 2021. Two dozen states have legalized recreational marijuana. As I've mentioned in previous commentaries, workers regularly using cannabis are not only hazardous to themselves, but to others. Many positions go unfilled because companies cannot find workers who do not test positive for drugs. Drugs are just one reason more and more Americans are now unemployable. I'll talk about other reasons in future commentaries. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of Israel, go to viewpoints.info/Israel. Viewpoints.info/Israel.